But I'm from Chicago, where they have districts that go for 12 hours of driving in circles, and it gets down to one block wide where there's a bunch of Republicans, and then flares out to grab some Democrats, and then shrinks again. It depends how creative they are, and, you know, you're going to go to the courts, and because that's the only way, the only thing the Republicans have, the only way the Republicans have to push back on this is to go to the courts. And will you be going to courts that are going to be fair courts? I mean, let's face it, the courts have been politicized too. So, we don't know. I have no idea where this is going to go. My thinking is they will probably make it harder for Republicans to win a district.
And basically, there are legislators now, today, that are unsure if they want to run for re-election because they don't know the makeup of their district. Am I right?
Correct. And the shenanigans they pull back in Illinois is they'll draw a district so that the Republican's no longer in it. So the current incumbent is suddenly drawn out of the district. And then they don't have to worry about having an incumbent. They've just created an open seat. That's another shenanigans thing that goes on.
Now, explain, because if this thing ends up going to court, and in a lot of states it does, when will we know? I mean, we've got elections coming up.
Well, it's got to happen before March, because that's when you've got to file. But that makes it very difficult for a candidate. I mean, you're going to file in March. You'd like to start your campaign before that and get your petitions together and start having people, you know who you are and raising money. So this is going to serve the insiders more than, you know, well, the people in control of the district, the redistricting and the map. So they're going to have the advantage from this, and we'll see what happens. But it's not a fair system. It just isn't.
Well, and you put on top of that the ballot harvesting and all the other crazy stuff that's been going on relative to the Democrats and them trying to get their way, going from emergency powers to essentially being the law of the land. It's going to be really difficult for Republicans in this cycle. But I still go back to that anger factor and the fact that there are a lot of people, in particular independents, who have just had it.
Yes, and the independents are upset, and the independents are motivated. So, we'll know more once we know what the districts are, and then we'll know more based on polling once we have districts and candidates. So we're a bit, we're too soon to make any predictions.
More coming up with John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Gotta say the freeway looks more like a parking lot right now there on the 515 westbound at Eastern. You know there's only two lanes available through there as that bridge work continues. Also, only two lanes available, 515 eastbound at Main Street. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through the downtown freeways right now. That work is expected to continue well into 2022. Also, reduced speeds on the 15 northbound at Sahara, south at Oki. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour through there, both directions. And heavy volumes on the Beltway as we speak. 215 eastbound at St. Rose. You're bumper to bumper through there. And 215 westbound at Gibson.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders of football, the team lost two cornerbacks in their game on Monday. Trayvon Mullen with a foot issue and Damon Arnett with a groin issue. And with that, they're bringing in a little bit of help as they have signed quarterback Brandon Faison off of the Chargers practice squad. Faison has not played in a game this season. However, he did see action in 44 games with four starts in his first three seasons in the league. Raiders get back at it this upcoming Sunday when they are going to match up against the Chicago Bears. The Las Vegas Aces play at Phoenix tonight, trying to avoid playoff elimination. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
Refresh your wardrobe for fall with Banana Republic Factory. Everything's 40 to 70% off, including season favorites like soft sweaters, easy jeans, warm outerwear, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights. Today is the four-year anniversary of the Golden Knights' first game. Unbelievable. Hard to believe it's been 4 years. It's been incredible. John Zarpalis joining us, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. And I'm curious, I'm not sure how big a hockey fan you are, but it's just incredible the success this organization has had, both on the ice and with big, huge sellout crowds.
Kevin, you don't know how lucky I am. I left Chicago, thought I was leaving my Blackhawks, got here to Vegas, didn't know about the Knights coming. This was, 4.5, 5 years ago when I moved here. And then along come the Knights, and it's just such an exciting team in hockey. It's just the pace of hockey. But it would sink. One of the hottest spots in America, the driest spots, and we're playing hockey. It's just great. I love it.
The middle of the desert, no less.
In America.
Which I find great. What I love to see is when I'm in sports bars during games and people are glued to these TV broadcasts, you see the big crowds at T-Mobile, but then you see people, young people, old people, black people, white people. Everybody is a Knights fan. To me is incredible how they've won over the entire community.
They really have. And, talk about bringing people together. I wish Joe Biden could get a little of that mojo going.
Well, you just segued really nicely into my next question, and that is this whole thing of infrastructure versus human infrastructure. Is it really $3.5 trillion, or is it closer to $5 trillion? And the regular infrastructure bill versus the human infrastructure bill. How do you see this thing ending up?
Well, no matter what, the bottom line is the cost to the taxpayer is not zero. What a lie. How can you spend $3.5 trillion and say it's not going to cost anything? So let's start there. I don't know where this is going to end up. I hope it ends up as small as possible, because this just means inflation, creating more dependence on government, There's so many things in here. You know, this is one of those, you've got to pass it before you can read it. Who can read 2,500? Have you ever read a book 2,500 pages long? I mean, I read, 900-page book once in my life, and that took forever. This is just insanity. This is lack of accountability. This is trying to hide things from the public. This is the exact wrong way to run a government.
No, it really honestly is. And now you've got the debt ceiling stuff. There's a lot of very confusing things going on in our nation's capital. And I think the voting public are going to put their foot down and say, enough is enough. I got to ask you before I let you go today. The one thing I've always said about NPRI, outside of the stuff that they produce, which is great, the ideas that they bring forward, which are just insightful, but more than that, they know how to party. Whether it's here in Vegas or it's up in Reno, they know how to party. And you got a party coming up celebrating 30 years, the benefit dinner in Reno.
Yes, we do know how to put on a heck of a good dinner. So we've got Wednesday, October 27th, we've got Ben Domenech of the Federalist, you know, Fox News contributor. I'm sure you've seen him on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
He's brilliant. He's a wonderful writer. Going to come in and talk to us about this government accountability problem. So Wednesday, October 27th at the Peppermill. Go to npri.org, click on events, and you can get all the information, how you can get tickets, you know, sponsor. We'd love to have people there, and you'll find it's going to be one fabulous night. We love the Peppermill. They've done great things for us, and we're just excited to get everybody together. The Las Vegas dinner we had in August was phenomenal, and I've never seen people go home so happy.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping for the exact same thing in Reno.
I want to ask you, I've been lucky enough, I've been blessed to witness at least 10 of the first 30 years. And I got to tell you, I'm so impressed, whether it's Andy Matthews or Victor Jakes or you and Michael Schaus and Daniel Honcharu and your entire crew have been absolutely amazing. But I've had a chance to watch the last 10 years. I'm wondering, what's the next 30 years going to be like for NPRI? Do you have a vision of expanding what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. The direction is one of communicating. We do wonderful policy research and work. We have to get it to the people. We have to teach people how these things work on each issue. And so it's really expanding our capability to reach audiences. We're lucky to have, your support and work through your program and get into other mainstream media. But our emphasis now, too, is in a lot more of the digital realm so that we can reach younger markets as well. So it's about educating, and that's where we're going. We will be doubling the size of this place over the next 5 years and continuing to hire some really brilliant people, because it's so fun to work with people who are smarter than you. And it's just, believe me, you just listed some of them. I mean, Robert Fellner, I mean, our policy director is just a genius. Daniel, boy, that guy can write, and it's an impressive group.
No, I tell you what, I can't wait for the next 30 years. It's going to be fun, and the good thing is it's all going to benefit Nevada. That's the big thing, is that you folks are dedicated to helping out Nevada and to make these complex issues that we always talk about in government, make them, in English where we can all understand, which I love. And that's one of the things you folks have done, I think, better than anything.
Well, thank you. It is, our focus is the 3.2 million Nevadans, and how do we make their lives better, each and every one of them, without dividing us into groups and playing us off each other. And no one's a victim. Maybe we're a victim of lack of government accountability, but that can all be corrected, and we've got ways to do all of that.
John, always good, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great time up in Reno on the 27th. It's going to be a big thing. And one more time, give out that address where people can go and they can get more information on the dinner.
NPRI.org, and click on the events tab.
Sounds good, man. John, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. We call it NPRI. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, somebody I have not seen in the news in what, 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, whatever it's been? Monica Lewinsky. Yeah. But she is the executive producer. She's one of the executive producers of a new series called Impeachment that I believe is airing on CNN. And she was on yesterday with Jake Tapper and talked about this impeachment series. I must tell you, I was impressed by her. She's like nearly 40 years old, or in her 40s, and is a mature woman, and she's not the 22-year-old intern that she was back in the Clinton era. But listen to Monica Lewinsky yesterday with Jake Tapper.
Yes, I have to disclose, full disclosure, in tonight's episode, our G-rated date from December 1997.
Our one date.
Our one date from 1997 is portrayed, I should note, by an actor way better looking than me now or then.
No.
Now, you're a producer on this project,
yes.
And you show an honest and sometimes unglamorous version of yourself. Why was that important to you?
I felt that I shouldn't get a pass. As a producer, I think, first of all, I shouldn't get a pass in general. You know, I think it's important to take responsibility for mistakes, and I've worked hard to work through those. But in particular, with the show, there's so many people who've worked hard on this show, and I it was important to me that the credibility of the show be there, and I felt that if I was sort of smoothing over and photoshopping, essentially, my history in that way, that it wasn't right and wouldn't be fair. To everybody. Yeah.
The series does not portray you as a victim to Bill Clinton. It portrays you maybe a victim of the entire scandal and Ken Starr and the media and the like, but not as a victim of Bill Clinton. But he is depicted, arguably for the first time in mass media, as something of a predator. He was 49 years old at the time. You were 22. You worked for him. He was the most powerful person in the universe. What did you make of that performance by Clive Owen as the president, and also of that decision?
Right. I think we're seeing aspects with Clive's performance. I think we're seeing aspects of Bill that we haven't seen before. And I think that it's, it wasn't considered a victim back then, and dance around the victim language a lot. But I think what's really important to remember in today's world is that we never should have even gotten to a place where consent was a question. So it was wholly inappropriate as the most powerful man, my boss, 49 years old, I was 22, literally just out of college. And I think that the power differentials there are something that I couldn't ever fathom consequences at 22 that I understand, obviously, so differently at 48.
So she's 48. The cat's out of the bag. She's 48 years old. But I was really impressed with her yesterday with Jake Tapper on CNN. I just thought that was I thought that was good. Something I did not find as good is this whole thing of the U.S. standing in the world. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, it's the USA and Afghanistan. And in fact, Sean Hannity last night, let's go to cut four, see if we can squeeze this in. Because Sean Hannity, I thought, said something that resonated with me. And that is that the USA, after this whole thing in Afghanistan, this retreat, leaving people behind, that the USA now just simply can't be trusted after the debacle in Afghanistan.
Sadly, day 52, Biden's State Department is, quote, not in a position to say as of yet how many Americans remain trapped behind enemy lines, hostage to the Taliban. They have no clue. They have no earthly idea. Joe Biden abandoned them. And by the way, the media mob, they just ignore the story as if it didn't happen. Imagine if this happened and Donald Trump was president. There are zero over the horizon capabilities to get them out. All this leverage Joe Biden claimed that he has none. It's been nearly 35 days since Joe Biden even mentioned these Americans he's abandoned. According to a breaking report from the New York Times, scores of CIA assets in Afghanistan and around the globe, they have been captured, they have been killed, or they have been compromised. Make no mistake, all caused by Joe Biden and all completely preventable. And by the way, and he does, as John Andrasik's song says, Joe Biden has blood on his hands. Joe's cowardice on the world stage will haunt this country and the world for years to come. Who will trust us again? Look at the aggressive nature of China in Taiwan today. He didn't even help his own fellow Americans. He's not going to help you. is sending a message loud and clear that they're emboldened today as a result of Joe Biden.
That was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel, and he was spot on. The USA simply cannot be trusted anymore. I mean, it's sad. It's sad, but it's true. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let Little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime and join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, even Democrats are having problems with this infrastructure bill stuff. Let's go to Cut 6. This is Colin Allred, a congressman from Texas. He is a Democrat. He was on with Don Lemon last night. This is Cut 6. And he unveiled what I consider the new Democrat strategy on passing that $3.5 trillion bill known as human infrastructure. Here it is.
President Biden told House progressives that the social safety net package has to come down from $3.5 trillion to somewhere between $2.2 trillion. So were you willing to make cuts?
Yeah. Well, I think we have to decide what is most important in this. What are the programs that we feel have to be in? And then we can decide on the top line number, because it'll be variable depending on how many years those programs are for, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, you know, into perpetuity. And so I think we have a lot of agreement on what those programs should be. And, you know, they're dealing with the environment, yes, but they're also dealing with helping hardworking American families who've had a really hard time and were having a hard time for a long time before that. And so I think once we get those in, I think these are really popular things like, you know, paid family and medical leave, you know, capping the cost of child care, pre-K and early childhood education, things that I think we've seen that if you spend a dollar in early childhood education, you get $7 back in terms of economic.